What if just 12 minutes of exercise per week could transform your body more effectively than hours of traditional workouts? This isn't an infomercial claim, but the evidence-backed conclusion of Body by Science by Dr. Doug McGuff and John Little. Their approach has attracted everyone from Tim Ferriss to professional athletes seeking maximum results with minimal time. Drawing from over 60,000 supervised workouts and groundbreaking research, they've created what many consider the most efficient exercise protocol ever developed, one that's changing how we think about fitness in our time-starved world. The most striking revelation? Participants performing just 2 to 3.5 minutes of all-out cycling bursts 3 times weekly nearly doubled their endurance capacity in just 2 weeks. Even more remarkably, when researchers compared this approach with traditional endurance training, they found identical improvements despite the high-intensity group spending 97.5% less time exercising. The high-intensity group covered less than 10 miles weekly compared to the endurance group's 150 miles, yet both showed equal improvements in performance, muscle oxidative capacity, insulin sensitivity, and muscle glycogen content. The 1960s popularized the notion that cardiovascular fitness requires long periods of moderate intensity aerobic activities. However, recent research has completely overturned this belief. Your cardiovascular system responds to energy demands from working muscles, regardless of activity type. Whether you're cycling, running, or lifting weights, the key factor is intensity, how vigorously you recruit and fatigue muscle fibers, not duration. This explains why runners completing 2 miles in 14 minutes see better results than those taking 20 minutes. Higher intensity, shorter duration exercise produces superior cardiovascular benefits compared to longer, lower intensity activities. High intensity training also improves fat burning, glucose metabolism, and mitochondrial density, all while requiring less time than traditional endurance training, a crucial insight for our busy lives. Our understanding of metabolism needs revision. The cardiovascular system improves through cellular metabolic adaptations, not direct changes to the heart. Metabolism operates as an integrated system with interconnected pathways. During high-intensity exercise, muscles produce lactate that travels to the liver, where it converts back to glucose through the Cori cycle. The enzymes involved can be trained through high-intensity exercise, offering greater survival benefits than aerobic conditioning alone. High-intensity exercise produces lactic acid, releasing hydrogen ions that trigger the Bohr effect, improving oxygen delivery to tissues. With repeated training, the body produces 2,3-diphosphoglycerate, 2,3-DPG, creating a similar but sustained effect unique to high-intensity training. High-intensity training effectively burns fat. Exercise-induced adrenaline activates hormone-sensitive lipase, releasing fatty acids from fat cells. These undergo beta-oxidation in muscles, producing 35 ATP molecules, while the resulting glycerol converts to glucose, yielding 96 ATP molecules per fat molecule. Fitness and health lack precise scientific definitions, leading to misconceptions about their relationship. No direct scientific link exists between them, despite popular assumptions. Health represents a physiological state with absence of disease that maintains necessary balance between catabolic and anabolic states. Our ancestors' catabolic states during food scarcity promoted DNA repair and metabolic efficiency, benefits modern research confirms through studies of fasting and caloric restriction. Fitness is the bodily state of being physiologically capable of handling challenges above a resting threshold of activity, encompassing strength, endurance, and metabolic efficiency. True exercise must stimulate positive adaptations without compromising health. Many common activities fall short. 60% of runners face annual injuries, averaging 1 injury per 100 hours. Professional athletes often achieve peak fitness at the expense of health, highlighting the divide between performance and well-being. As potential lifespans extend toward 120 or 150 years, maintaining both fitness and health requires focusing on exercise precision rather than volume, determining the minimum effective dose for positive adaptation without degradation. The Big Five workout delivers consistent results with minimal time investment. Based on data from over 150,000 training sessions, the program centers on five compound movements that target all major muscle groups: seated row, chest press, pull down, overhead press, and leg press. Movements should be performed slowly and controlled. Research shows that slower contractions produce superior strength gains. One study revealed a 59% increase in strength with slow movements versus 39% with faster ones. This happens because slower movements maximize muscle fiber engagement rather than relying on momentum. Progress is best measured by time under load rather than rep counting, with optimal duration falling between 45 to 90 seconds per set. This method captures subtle improvements that rep counting might miss. The in-roading process, weakening muscles through high-intensity contractions using 75% of maximum strength, creates a powerful growth stimulus. As each slow repetition diminishes strength below the resistance level, the body responds by building greater strength reserves. Properly executed resistance training optimizes your body's entire metabolic system. As you build muscle mass, you enhance supporting systems, improving waist processing, blood oxygenation, insulin control, bone density, metabolic rate, fat reduction, aerobic capacity, flexibility, and injury prevention. Strength training increases gastrointestinal transit time by up to 56% in 3 months, potentially reducing colon cancer risk. It prevents the natural 2-5% decline in resting metabolic rate per decade. Research from Tufts University demonstrated that seniors gained 3 pounds of muscle while losing 4 pounds of fat over 12 weeks, boosting their daily caloric burn by 108 calories through a 7% increase in resting metabolism. High-intensity training uniquely engages higher-order muscle fibers with maximum glycogen storage. This triggers adrenaline release, mobilizing glycogen, and creating space for glucose uptake in muscle cells. The process enhances insulin sensitivity and reduces glucose levels, reversing insulin resistance that leads to fat storage. Strength training improves cholesterol profiles by addressing underlying inflammation. Unlike medication that treats symptoms, it tackles the root cause by reducing glucose-insulin-driven inflammation, especially when paired with a low-refined carbohydrate diet. Fat is an extraordinary survival tissue that enabled humans to survive ice ages and famines. Each pound stores 3,500 calories with minimal metabolic cost. While fat isn't inherently unhealthy, it's essential for survival. This adaptation now poses health challenges as body fat levels rise. The notion that modern obesity stems from decreased physical activity is false. Humans burn fewer calories through exercise than commonly believed, and studies show hunter-gatherers were actually less active than modern humans. Exercise machines overstate calorie burn by including basal metabolic rate. A 185-pound man burning 300 calories on a treadmill only expends 222 calories above baseline, easily negated by a single Starbucks Frappuccino at 380 calories. Muscle mass is crucial for metabolism. Age-related muscle loss, sarcopenia, decreases resting metabolic rate. Losing 5 pounds of muscle reduces daily calorie burn by 250. Rebuilding muscle through exercise restores metabolism. High-intensity exercise reduces body fat through multiple pathways, controlling insulin, burning calories during and after workouts, and stimulating muscle growth. It creates optimal hormonal conditions for fat loss while preventing new fat storage. Your body responds best to brief, intense physical challenges rather than prolonged, moderate activity. Working with your biology enables transformative results with minimal time investment, just minutes per week of proper exercise.